Dreamscape presents Not for Everyday Use by Elizabeth Nunez, narrated by the author.
For Jason, Jordan, and Savannah. Acknowledgements. Johnny Temple is one of the finest publishers in America today. In this digital age, when there are dismal predictions about the future of the printed word, he and his senior editor, Ibrahim Ahmad, are beacons of hope with their commitment to good literature and their courage not to be daunted by the naysayers. I'm eternally grateful to them for their razor-sharp guidance with this book and two of my novels. I had not thought of writing a memoir until I was persuaded to do so by the editors of the fine collection of essays, Shakespeare's Sisters, and by my dear friend and poet, Linda Susan Jackson. I thank them for opening up a world to me that I may have forgotten. As always, my thanks to my son Jason Harrell for his love and support, and to his wife Denise and my sister Mary Nunez, who continually give me encouragement. Would you believe that I don't like to think back on those times? Primarily because then I feel really sad, really feel it deep down. How can I answer her who answered me so many ways, whom now the same precocious spring betrays? Say that time passes only to return? Or utter that belated fiction that time saddens, true, but also makes us wise? Wayne Brown, A Letter from Elizabeth, On the Coast and Other Poems. 1. The phone rings. It is 2 in the afternoon.